a special shear that's connected to Sukkot, and especially to the mitzvah of building the sukkah. So, a simple thing that we might ask ourselves, is why the sukkah? Why is there a mitzvah of sukkah? So the most obvious reason is that we'll see it also in the text. The most obvious reason is that when the Jews left Mitzrayim, they were out in difficult they were in a difficult situation, and they were in the desert, and they couldn't really support themselves easily without shelter. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped them to make a sukkah. And the sukkah, of course, was a physical sukkah because they were looking for physical shelter. And yet the curiosity is that there's a machlokes Tanaim disagree, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, about the sukkah that we built. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the sukkah is anane kavod. I mean, we know that in the desert there were these clouds that hovered across above the people and that showed them the way and protected them as they traversed the desert. So Rav Elazar says that's really what Sukkot is about. It's about anane kavod, the clouds, the divine clouds that were sent to protect Bnei Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Akiva, in this section in the Gemara that we'll take a look at in a moment, Rabbi Akiva said, no, Sukkot Mamash. We build the sukkah today because the people in the desert built Sukkot to protect themselves from the sun, the heat, the sharav, right? All of these, this special desert heat, which is really oppressive. So listen again. There's a machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva. Machloket between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva is, what do we do when we're celebrating the holiday of Sukkot by sitting in a sukkah, which of course is built according to halachic specifications? I'm sitting in the sukkah, and what I'm really thinking about, what I'm really doing, is sitting in anane kavod. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't explain to us how you do that, how you get from a sukkah to anane kavod. And along comes Rabbi Akiva, who is certainly an exceptional personality, who understood things in a very profound way. And he said, no, the sukkah that we sit in on Sukkot is mamash. It's a real sukkah. It's something that you build. It's something that is not, esoteric or unconnected, but it is a real sukkah. Now, that's the position of Rabbi Eliezer and the position of Rabbi Akiva. Now, we also know that in other sources, parallel sources to the Gemara that we're going to look at, the names are reversed. Rabbi Akiva in other places says Anane Kavod, and in our case, in Rabbi Lazar is the one who says Sukkot Mamash. If you look at the sheet, at the bottom, the Pasuk says about Sukkot, Pasuk in Vayikra, Pasuk Mem Gimel and Perikav Gimel, Leman Yedu Dorotechem, in order that, what's the reason for the mitzvah of Sukkah? in order that the generation should know Kibbutz Sukkot or Shavti'at B'nei Yisrael, I sat them down in Sukkot, Bo'otzi Otam Eretz Mitzrayim, Ani Hashem Elokechem. So in this pasuk, there is no answer to the question. Is it Sukkot Mamash or is it Ananei Kavod? We don't know the answer to that question. Is it Sukkot or Shavti'at B'nei Yisrael? That's what God says in the Torah. I sat you down in Sukkot. What a Sukkot? I don't know. But Rashi comes to save us. And Rashi says, Ki b'sukkot hoshavti. You see the Rashi? Ananei kavod. Ananei kavod. First of all, I was a Rashi. How do you know that? It's a machloket tanaim. Machloket tanaim. One says mamash, and the other one says ananei kavod. How do you know who is right? Who is right? And besides which, I know that Rashi usually, when he has a machloket in the of a non-halachic type, I mean, nobody says you should stop building a sukkah and shouldn't sit in the sukkah and sukkot, so that the machloket is about an idea. Machloket is about an idea, so the machloket is about an idea. Rashi usually quotes both sides of the machloket. So he should have said, Rabbi Elazar said this, or Rabbi Akiva said that. Instead, what does Rashi say without quoting any Tanaim? Ananei kavod. Ananei kavod. How did Rashi know that? How did he know that he should say ananei kavod? How did he know that Rabbi Elazar was right and Rabbi Akiva was wrong, or the opposite? But whoever said ananei kavod is right. On what basis? On what basis do you reject Rabbi Akiva's position so out of hand? So if you go back up a source and we look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says this, Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Luchot Sukkah, Tav Reish Kafei, Ziv Aleph, but Sukkot, Teishvu Shivat Yamin, you should sit in a sukkah for 7 days, keep a Sukkot, Ki b'sukkot hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael. Right, that's what Ki b'sukkot hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael. That's the pasuk that we just read, and the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hey man, anei kavod. Hey man, anei kavod, without any shame." He gets it from Rashi. Just as Rashi said, "There are anei kavod," so the Shulchan Aruch also says, "There are anei kavod." Shekifam bahem. Leval Yakem Sharav Vishemesh. He says the Ananei Kavod, what were they for? To protect them from the heat. To protect them from the heat. He killed the Vilti Yakem Sharav Vishemesh, in order that the heat, the desert heat and the heat of the sun should not affect them. Right? So according to the Shulchan Aruch, there's only Ananei Kavod. So how can we build a sukkah? I mean, Ananei Kavod, I mean, it's very hard to say that a sukkah and Ananei Kavod are the same thing. Very hard to say that. So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah summarizes again. Mishnah Berurah is to the side there. It says, "Dugma lazeh tzivanu lasot sukkot kidei shenizkor noraotav." We are supposed to build sukkot in order to remind us of the wondrous things that God did for us. Va'avol pishi yatzanu mitzrayim b'chodesh nisan, and then he goes on and says, even though Yitziat Mitzrayim was Pesach, and that's in the month of Nisan, Lo sivanu lasot sukkot botozman, we were not commanded to make a sukkah then, lefi shu yimot hakayis, because that's the summer. V'derech kol adam lasot sukkot litzel, and people naturally put up sukkot in order to create shade. V'lo haita nikeret asiyateinu Shehem b'mitzvat Hashem yitbarach, and then people would say, oh, you're building a sukkah because it's very hot, you want to get the shade. So that's why we have to build the sukkah when we when it's the rainy season is about to start. L'chein tzivah otanu shenaseh b'chodesh ha-shvi'i shuzman ha-gishamim, and that's why we were commanded to build the sukkah on the seventh month, which is the time of rain. B'derech kol adam latzeit b'sukkato leveito. And generally speaking, if a person is living out in a hut or in a sukkah, he goes from the sukkah to his home. It's going to rain soon. V'anachdu yotzim min habayit leshei b'sukkah. But we do the opposite. We leave home and sit in a sukkah, l'shem ha-sukkah, b'zeh mar'eh shu oseh l'shem mitzvat Hashem yitbarach. And from this we see obviously that he's doing it only because there's a mitzvah to do it. Otherwise he would never leave his house to go into the sukkah. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds this, v'katvu ha'achronim, by the latter deciders, that he depends on, that he should intend when he sits in the sukkah, he says there are two things that we have to remember. We have to remember that the sukkah is Zecher Yitzhak Mitzrayim. We sit in the sukkah because we left Mitzrayim, we went to the desert, and God took care of us. That's one thing we have to remember. And the second thing that we have to remember is Ananei Kavod, Zecher L'Ananei Kavod, Shehikifan Az Aleinu, L'Agen Aleinu, etc. So v'kolze, he says, the Mishnah Berurah, v'kolze, all this memory business is letzei tidei mitzvah ketikuna. You have to do the mitzvah in a proper manner. Adi eved yotzei kol shekivan letzei levad. So it turns out, according to the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that you sit in the sukkah, and besides the fact that the sukkah reminds us of the goodness that God bestowed upon us in the desert, the acharonim that he quotes, the later deciders, all agree that you have to think about Yitziat Mitzrayim. The sukkah reminds us of Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? Because it's a special sukkah. It's not a shaded. It's not for shade, it's for something special. For something special. A sukkah, a special kind of sukkah. And that special kind of sukkah should also be Zecher La'ananei HaKavod. It should also remind us of the clouds that God provided, for us. So in other words, according to this Mishnah Berurah, the sukkah reminds us also of Yitziat Mitzrayim. That's the sukkah mamash. We were in a place in Mitzrayim, and then we were in a different place in the desert. And it reminds us also of Ananei Kavod. It doesn't mean that the sukkah is Ananei Kavod, but it reminds us of Ananei Kavod, so that the resolution of the machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva is that it's both somehow. It's Ananei Kavod. It reminds us. It isn't Ananei Kavod. I mean, it's a sukkah. But it reminds us of Ananei Kavod because that's what we want to be reminded of. And it also reminds us of Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? So that's the mamash of the sukkah. And everybody would agree with that, and that's why Rashi sort of said that Ki b'sukkot hoshavti et b'nei Yisrael, when I sat you down in sukkah, it was it was Anane Kavod. Because that's the add-on. That's what you have to also think about. You have to think about Anane Kavod. So you could say, in a simple manner, that Bnei Yisrael are commanded to build a sukkah on Sukkot, right? But if you ask me, what is it supposed to remind me of? What am I supposed to think about? What is the kavanah, the intention of the mitzvah when I sit in the sukkah? So I have to say, well, on the one hand, it's a mitzvah, and that mitzvah is in memory of the sukkah that I sat in the desert. Whenever I stopped, I had to make a sukkah in order to get I had to build a sukkah in order to get shade. But besides that, I have to remember that the sukkah is something that took place after Yitziat Mitzrayim. It could only have happened if Yitziat Mitzrayim happened. And so that's the real meaning of mamash. The real meaning of mamash. But I think about the fact that God protected us, that God was concerned about us, and that this was true all the years in the desert, the good years and the bad years, the times that Bnei Yisrael were able to follow the directives that they were given, the times that Bnei Yisrael were unable to follow those directives. All of that has to do with Anane Kavod, that the Sukkah reminds us that there was such a thing as Anane Kavod. Such a thing as Anane Kavod. So we kind of solved the problem. We understand that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva perhaps didn't really have a machloket. They didn't disagree with each other. They just, each of them represented a different aspect of the mitzvah of sukkah. I sit in the sukkah because that's where I was after Yitziat Mitzrayim. That's what I have to think about. And I was protected by heaven from the difficulties of desert life. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, I remember that protection existed even when we moved from place to place, where the physical sukkah would not be sufficient, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped us with Anane HaKavod. Helped us spiritually, helped us religiously, helped us pragmatically, Anane Kavod, and that may be the reason that Rashi said Anane Kavod, Ki b'sukot hoshavti b'nei Yisrael, he said Anane Kavod, but it doesn't mean that there's no real sukkah. It doesn't mean that, because that's how we build the sukkah every year according to the directives of the halakha. We were very careful with building the sukkah. Only the Torah could have told us about the sukkah that we build on Sukkot. So we had a question and we have an answer. But in order to see the question and the answer in a kind of deeper way, we have to look at the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Right, it's on the top of the sheet. Zehaklau, called the Vashabekabel Tuma, Schach. It's only made out of something that is Mekabel Tuma, that can be infected by unclean things. Infected. And also Gidulo Min Haaretz, that grows from the ground. So, and we'll see it in the Rashi, but I want to just first learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zeh klal, kol davar shebekavel tuma, kol davar shebekavel tuma, menane milei. What is the biblical source? Omar Reish Lakish, Omar Krah, Reish Lakish said, there's a pasuk, ve'eid yaleh min haaretz. Eid is a kind of a cloud. Comes up from the ground. It's like a cloud. a rain cloud. Ma aid davar she'eino mekabel tuma v'gidulo min ha'aretz. Right, an aid, you can't infect the cloud, but it comes out of the ground. It says aid yale min ha'aretz. Af suka davar she'eino mekabel tuma v'gidulo min ha'aretz. This is a little strange. Usually the pasuk, when the Gemara quotes a pasuk, it sort of like tells you something about, we want to know something about a sukkah. We want to know something about a sukkah, so we quote a pasuk of Eid Yalem in the Aretz, and you see. It's on the sheet next to the last source, so we look at these two psukim about the creation of man. It says, "Kol siach ha-sadeh terem yeh ba'aretz," there was nothing growing. "V'kol eisa ba-sadeh terem yitzmach," and the grasses were not yet growing. "Ki lo himtir Hashem elokim al ha-aretz," there was no rain. "V'adam ayin la'avod et ha-adamah," and this is a famous Rashi. Rashi says, "Adam ayin la'avod et ha-adamah." What do you mean? There's no man to work that. He was going to go to Gan Eden. The workforce in Gan Eden was very limited. They didn't have to work in Gan Eden. They didn't work in Gan Eden. So what does the pasuk say? Adam ayin lavod et adama, lavod et adama. So Rashi says, Adam ayin lavod et adama. Lavod et adama means to daven for the adama. Rashi says that the Rashi is here on the sheet. Yeah, when man figured out that things had to grow in order for the world to continue to exist, he davened, and the rain came down. The trees and the grasses started to grow. So again, there's this idea in Rashi of awareness. God created the world, but there was something missing. And the special nature of man was that he was able to intuit that something was missing. He understood that the thing that was missing, he would be able to contribute. He, man, would be able to contribute to the creation of the world by davening. Interesting. Interesting. So man davened, and things started to grow. You needed somebody who realized that there was something missing, something you could call it out of the box, you know. Like, here's man, Adam Ayin. We needed man because the world could not go on, could not grow, could not develop without prayer, without somebody supplicating heaven. I mean, you could say that's what prayer is. Prayer is an agreement between man and God. It's not about getting what you want, but it's rather the idea that there is this idea that man can finalize it, can make it possible that the world, without the prayer that man can inject into that world, that understanding that he has about what is actually happening, that man is able in that way to contribute and finalize the world, the creation of the world. So that's what Adam Ayin Lavodet Adama means. The Torah gives us a hint, according to Rashi, about what the purpose of the creation of man was. It was like God had created the world, which was like a Maduro dam. You know, like it was frozen. It just wasn't working yet. And man was going to be created in order to make that world work. And what is man's contribution to making the world work? His contribution is going to be prayer. But before he prays, he has an awareness. He understands something. that without that understanding, there can't be creation. So now let's go back. I'm sorry, then there's another pasuk. The second pasuk is Eid Ya'alem Min Ha'aretz, Vishgad Kol B'nei Adamah, and that the cloud came up from the ground, right? The wet came up from the earth and watered everything. And of course the question, what does that pasuk have to do with the pasuk before it or the pasuk after it? What is the Eid Ya'alem Min Ha'aretz? So Rashi helps us. Rashi says Eid Ya'alem. It's on the sheet. If you have the sheet, Eid Ya'alem Le'inyan Briyato Shel Adam, we're talking about the creation of man. He'alat HaTehom V'shka HaNanim L'shot HaFar. Right, man was created out of dirt, out of the earth. So they came from the bottom, from the bottom of the world. The water came up and watered the clouds in order that the earth should be pliable and usable. Like, you know, when you knead the dough, first you put water and then you mush it around. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in creating man. It says that he took earth from the four corners of the world, but he had to have water. And the water before the creation, according to Rashi, before the creation, the water was not going to water the land because there was nobody there yet to pray for it. So in an exceptional way, God made the water come up, and that water was used to create man, for the creation of man. That's how Rashi understands it. So we go back to the Gemara. We go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zach Cloud. Kol davar shebekabel tuma v'chuli minane milei. The Gemara says, how do we know this? Omar Eish Lakish, Eretz Yisrael, son-in-law of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, Eid Ya'alem Min Ha'aretz. Eid Ya'alem Min Ha'aretz, we just read that pasuk. Eid Ya'alem Min Ha'aretz means we need the water in order to create man, right? Yes, that's right. Right? Ma Eid Davar She'enom Kabel Tumo V'Gidulo Min Ha'aretz, right? The Eid, the moisture that comes out of the ground has these two conditions. Einom Kabel Tumo, it's not, you can't make it into something that is unacceptable. V'gidulo min ha'aretz, and it grows out of the ground. That's what it says in the pasuk. Av sukkah, and this part we don't understand. Av sukkah, what do you mean? The sukkah should be that way. V'kayinam kabel tumah v'gidulo min ha'aretz. Right? So the Gemara goes on and says, Hanich l'mandama nani kavod hayu. Everybody, if you hold that the sukkah equals anane kavod, somehow, anane kavod, then I could understand this drasha from the Eid Ya'alem Min Ha'aretz, because it's water, a cloud, coming up from the ground. I mean, I could command the mar sukkah mamash asulam, but if we say that the sukkah that's referred to is a physical sukkah, my ikal emeima, my eagle of Eva, what's the connection between this pasuk and the sukkah? The Tanya, and there's a brayta that says, keep the sukkot shati b'nei Yisrael, right? And the brayta says, anane kavod ayu, that's Rashi. Remember Rashi? Rashi said, anane kavod ayu, divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva omer sukkot mamash asulahem. No, Rabbi Akiva says, as we said before, sukkot mamash. Anicho le Rabbi Eliezer, right? So it's Rabbi Eliezer who's being defended. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Anane kavod, Eid Ya'alem min ha'aretz." Ele Rabbi Akiva, ma'ikel le'meimar. But how does Rabbi Akiva deal with this? Where the pasuk has nothing to do with Sukkot mamash. Yada Rav Dimei, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Dimi came and quoted Rabbi Yochanan, right, the previous generation of Makro. Chaga Sukkot Aseh Lecha, Maki Sukkah Lechagiga. If you look at the bottom of the sheet, there's a pasuk from in Devarim, Perek Tet Zayin, pasuk Yud Gimel, Chaga Sukkot Aseh Lecha, Shivat Yabim, Basbecha Migor Necha Miyigvecho, right? So the Ali Gemara says, Radimi Omar Rav Yochanan Makro Chaga Sukkot Aseh Lecha Makish Sukkah Lechagiga. Chagiga is a korban that we bring every day on Sukkot. Ma Chagiga Davar Sheino Mekabel Tuma. The korban is not Mekabel Tuma V'Gidulo Min Haaretz, and somehow it grows out of the ground. We'll see. Rashi will explain it. Af Sukkah Davar Sheino Mekabel Tuma. We give the law in the arts, so it looks like the Gemara suggested a pasuk, Eidya Lem in the arts, in order to explain why the schach is the way it is. The schach is the way it is. That's what we learned. But the Gemara said that only works according to Rabbi Eliezer. It's only if you say Anani Kavod. It doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara sort of abandoned that line of thinking and moved on to Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said there's another source that teaches us that the Schach of the Sukkah, that the schach of the sukkah is davar she'eino mekabel tuma v'gidulo min haaretz. It grows out of the ground, but it's not mekabel tuma. Not mekabel tuma. Okay? So what I want us to think about is the original idea that the Gemara had of eid ya'aleh min haaretz. I mean, it's true that the Gemara seems to reject it. It presents it and rejects it. But I think we all could agree that I think we could all agree if the Gemara presents something as an option, even if it rejects it ultimately, it doesn't mean that it rejects its assumption that this might be the way it is. Right. So Rashi says this, Ve'edya levi amina aretz, Shmamina ananim, clouds, gidulei karkaninu, they're like considered to grow out of the ground. V'suka ve'ananim yalfina. Suka is something to do with clouds. After all, the sukkah is to remind us about Anane Kavod. Kidichtiv, and there's a pasuk that says, Kibbe Sukkot Oshavti, Umetagaminon, Arei Bimatlut Anane, that the shade comes from the Ananim. Okay, Ein Mekabel Tuma, Rashi says, Delo Ne'emra Tuma, Ela Bekelim Ve'Ochlim Ve'Mashkim Ve'Adam. The only thing that could become Tome are these categories, right? Vessels, food, drink, and a person. V'zeh Einenu Echad Me'Elam. I mean, that's certainly the Anane Yakovar, not one of those. They're not one of those. Anani kavod hayu sukkot shamar katuv shol shivam bamidbar are anani kavod, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Sukkot mamash, Rashi says, b'nei chama. What is sukkot mamash? Why do you need sukkot? Because it's very hot. B'sha'at chaniyatam hayu osim sukkot, when they stopped and they camped, they had to build sukkot to keep themselves out of the heat. Tuvo Rashi's my eco le meimar meyomar lanu shelo yu misuchachot bekelim ubukadim v'orot. How come? How do we know that they didn't use all these things that are mekabel tuma in the schach and the sukkot to cover up the sukkot, so there'll be shade, right? Ki chagiga, somehow it's connected to chagiga. What do we learn from chagiga? I told you there's a korban. Kol behemot l'Rabbi Yochanan giduli karkahein. According to Rabbi Yochanan, animals, behemot, are also in the category of giduli karka. They grow out of the ground. Shemin hakarka gidelim v'nitzonim. All they eat, the food they eat, comes out of the ground. So they grow out of the ground. Aval dagim, umelach, umeyim, pitriot, but fish, salt, pitriot, lav gidule karka ninu, they're not considered to be things that grow out of the ground. Regabi maaser, gabi maaser, karina lulube mot gidule karka. So when it comes to giving maaser, the animals are also called something that grew out of the ground. Or makra, v'natata hakesef b'chol asher ta'avlav nafshecha, you put the money, right, ma haprat mefarash, pri mi pri v'gidule karka, u'mi u'keva d'lo kama milta de Rabbi Yochanan d'ha, parchinim, although we don't accept Rabbi Yochanan. You see, Rabbi Yochanan, back to the Gemara, Yod Rabdivi of Rabbi Yochanan, Makrok, Agasukot Aselecha, Makish Sukalech Hakiga, Machagiga, Dvashayed of Kabel Tuma, Vigidulo Minaharetz, of Sukkah, Dvashayed of Kabel Tuma, Vigidulo Minaharetz. So we're left with two attempts to answer the question. The question is, how do we know? How do we know that the schach on a sukkah has to be gidula min haaretz ve'eino mekabel tuma? So the first answer was ve'eid yale min haaretz, right? Ve'eid yale min haaretz, and that works only for the one who holds Rabbi Eliezer Anani Yaakovot, but does not work for Rabbi Yakiva, who holds Sukkot Mamash. Then we have the position, so we reject that position, at least half of it, but it still exists if you hold, the position still good if you hold Anan Yaakov. Still hold, if you hold Anan Yaakov. Along comes Rabbi Yochanan, he has a different idea, Makish Sukkot Chagiga. So the animal that you bring as a korban, gidulo min haaretz ve'eino mekabel tuma, and therefore that's how the sukkah should be, davar she'eino mekabel tuma ve'gidulo min haaretz. So we're still left with the idea that ve'eid yaleh min haaretz works according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer who said anane kavod, or anybody who says anane kavod can still use the pasuk ve'eid yaleh min haaretz, and that remains a kind of a mystery. What does ve'eid yaleh min haaretz, what does ve'eid yaleh min haaretz have to do with the sukkah? So the answer might be that, like, what is ve'eid yaleh min haaretz according to Rashi? We learned that that's about the creation of man. It's about the creation of man, and the creation of man, the creation of man was done by God taking water and mud and shaping a man and creating him. And that man that was created was special. He was special, he was different than the animals. He was different than the fish. And he was different than the birds. Because the fish and the birds and the animals, they all had a pattern of living which was fixed and immutable. They did what they did, some of it very clever and very much indicating their talents, but they were fixed in a pattern that didn't really ever change. And so that if there's a beaver who's able to build a dam and dam up a lot of water, I mean, it's very remarkable that he's able to do that. Nevertheless, that's it. That's what he can do. He'll just do it again and again, nonstop, until all the water inside is dammed up. But man is different. Man has the capacity to evaluate things, to remake the way they are, to do something special, to do something that you hadn't even thought about. You didn't know that it would be done. And so Rashi explains that man was the one who was going to daven, and by davening, man was going to create the world. Everything would start growing, and everything would be. That's all because of davening. It's all because of davening. But Rashi makes it very clear. Rashi makes it very clear. Kishba Adam v'yadashem tzorich la'olam itpalel aleihem v'yardu. When man came into the world, into a world that was fixed, that was set, that you couldn't change, and he saw that there was something needed, that the rain was needed, that there had to be something that would change in the world. A world where there was no rain and everything was stultified, to a world where there would be rain and things would develop and change. When man understood that he davened in order that the change should be effected, in order that that change should be effected. So it may be, I would say, that one of the capacities that man has is to be able to see things on two levels at all times. On the one hand, man can see things pragmatically. This is something that works. This is something that we need. This is something that we can do. But man can also see things in a more spiritual vein, like, what does it mean to be protected? What does it mean to somehow be under the auspices of God? What does all of that mean? What does that mean? So we come to the mitzvah of Sukkah. And the mitzvah of Sukkah is, well, it's a real thing. It's a real Sukkah. We build it. We're very clever. We take the rules and the halachot that are in the Shulchan Aruch, we apply them to the reality. We do it year after year after year. But the Tanoim told us, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, that may be why the names are switched around in other sources, because there was no machloket. There was no difference of opinion. Everybody agreed that you have to build a sukkah. And everybody understands that the sukkah that you built is real, right? It's a real sukkah. It's not an imaginary sukkah. It's a mamash. It's a sukkah mamash. But the amazing thing is that we can think about divine protection as ananei kavod. We can think about that, and therefore Rashi is right when he says, "Ki b'sukkoto shavti b'nei Yisrael." Ki b'sukkoto shavti b'nei Yisrael, that means ananei kavod. It doesn't mean that the sukkah is not real. It's real. It just means that the sukkah has another dimension to it. When you think about the Jews going in the desert from place to place under the divine auspices, protected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ananei Kavod. That's Ananei Kavod. I mean, yeah, anybody can build a sukkah, but not every sukkah represents divine protection. And that's what happened on Sukkot. This, I just want to remind you all that this Shayur is given in memory of Dr. Chuck Feldman, as are all the Shayurim on Chagim and Moadim. And I wish you all Chag Sameach, Shabbat Shalom, Gemar Chatima Tova, all the best.